Welcome to Shor Machshava on the Daf. We're starting a new Masechta, Maseches Chulin B'Siyata D'Shmaya. As a Hakdama, as a start to the Masechta, what is Maseches Chulin all about? And more specifically, why is Maseches Chulin here in Seder Kodshim? So the Messiah Yesharim, in the last perek of the Sefer, writes, what is the definition of a Kodesh? As a preview to what the Messiah Yesharim is talking about, I'll bring what I mentioned in the past in the name of my Rebbe, Rav Moshe Shapir Zatzal, that the Sefer Messiah Yesharim goes in the pathway of the name Yitzchok. What does that mean? The Sefer is Messiah Yesharim, the pathway of the Yosha. Someone who goes straight. What is the pathway the Yosha should take? He should be a tzaddik, which does the right thing. Then he becomes a chassid, who does more than the right thing. And eventually becomes a kaddish. That is Yoshar Tzadik Chosid Kadosh Rosh Tevus Yitzchok Amud HaAvoda. So in the final parak of the Maseiras Yesharim, parak Chavov, he goes in length to explain what does it mean to be a Kadosh? What is the Adam Kadosh do? Says the Maseiras Yesharim, that a person who is Kadosh, so everything that he does, even his Maise Gashmi, becomes Gedusha Mamish. V'simonoch Achilas Kodshim. The same way Achilas Kodshim is a mitzvah in Kedusha, any person who becomes a Kodesh, everything he does chulin is Kodesh too. He goes on to say, that's the difference between a Tor and a Kodesh. Tor, he tries to remove all the Gashmi, all the physical things that don't connect to Ruchnius, and to focus on spirituality. But a Kodesh is someone who takes all the Chomri, and all the physical things, and everything that has to do with his body, and makes that Kodesh as well. I mean, mainly he says the Messiah Yesharim, he becomes like a Beis HaMikdash, that the Shechina is Shoyra Olav. Everything he does is part of Kedusha. Continues and says, that's the idea that Gemara Ksuva says, Kol HaMevi Doiro Natami Chochem. Anyone who gives a gift to Natami Chochem, Kilu Hikri Bikurim. And the Gemara Yuma says, Yimala Groino Shevi Chochomim Yaim, which is connected Nesachim. And the Messiah Yesharim adds that one cannot reach there on his own. He could prepare himself to get to that Milo, but the end of the day has to be Soifa Matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes Milamala and connects to such a Adam. Rav Tzadik HaKohen also mentions this idea in many places in his farm. We'll mention two of them in Machsheves Choritz Ois Tes. He goes on to say that we know in the name of the Arizal that Achilas Shabbos VeYom Tov VeKadoyme Mesudas Mitzvah, there's no moisturus. Everything is part of Kedusha, and it's like eating Kodshe Migdash. And then Reb Tzadik says something which connects right away to the first daf over here in the Masechta. We're going to see in Amud Beis that there's something called Oichel Chulin Betaras HaKodesh, which means a person who uses his Chulin, but he treats it with the same level of Tahara that you have for Kodesh. So in a deeper meaning, it means that he's eating his Chulin, but the Chulin becomes Kodesh as well. The Gamar Shus Shaloi Nasa Mitzvah, Veshulchonoi Doime Lemizbeach, Veshtias Groina Kinisach Yain. He's mamish like a carbon, and there's no moisture sklal. Gamat Rishus Shaloi, even his Rishus, is Taras HaKodesh. And so it goes on in Ois Yud over there to go and say that when a person is moisture himself completely to HaKodesh Baruch Hu, so even his weekdays become Kodesh, and that's the idea of these days of Sfiras HaOmer. So Sfira means you take the days of the week and you make Kaddish them, you elevate them through the Sfira. Elevating the Chulin, make Kaddish the Choil, that is the ultimate goal. That's the highest level of the Avodah, as the Maseiras Yesharim tells us. So I saw in the Sefer Da Sofer, which was written by Rav Akiva Sofer, the great-grandson of the Chasam Sofer, who was the last Rav in Pressburg. So he goes and says, Chulin, if they're done al Taharas HaKodesh, that a person goes and is careful with his Chulin. His Shechitas Chulin, he does it right, with the right Shechito. He makes everything with Kpeda to do it the right way. So then his Chulin also become Kodesh. That's called Chulin al Taharas HaKodesh in a deeper meaning. Every Chulin that he has is the level of Kedusha. So he says, that's the Pshat. The Meseches Chulin is in Seder Kodshim. Because Chulin also can come to the level of Kodshim. If you're treating the Chulin the way that that's part of Avodas Hashem, that becomes Kodshim as well. And this is a tremendous understanding to, and as a Hakdama and a preview to the Masechta. The Masechta is Maseches Chulin. What we do with Choyl, with something which is the regular food, not the food that goes in the Beis Hamikdash, not the food that is coming to a Kohen. It's the food that a person has. Every Yisrael can have it. But it's part of Seder Kachim. Because when you're doing it correctly, and this Masechta is going to teach us how to eat the Chulin correctly, how to prepare it correctly, how to make sure that there's no taruvos, how to make sure that everything is pure and done alpi derech haTorah, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. When a person is careful with his chulin that way, so he's mekadesh the chul, he's doing his chulin ataras hakodesh, that becomes part of the seder kachim, that's part of the avoido, that's the ultimate avoido. The ultimate avoido is that the gedusha is not only in the chelik of spirituality and gedusha beis hamikdash, but the gedusha comes down and penetrates to our lomas tachtonim, to our regular physical day-to-day life. This is Meseches Chulin of Seder Kachim. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shur Machshava Shiurim, please email shurmachshava@gmail.com.